We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stoney and Jansen. I got to bring this up because, John, you wanted to talk about this. This is on you, okay?
Well, it's your topic.
I know, but...
I just thought it was a good one.
I know, but like I think people are just going to think I'm even more heartless than I already seem like.
That's why I wanted to do it.
Of course. Heather's here, too.
You don't have to sweeten the pot at all.
Yeah, I'm going to poison the well. Anyway, so I it's kind of a big moment in my life. I'm a Jew. So, why is that funny?
Just the way you said it. It's a big moment of my life.
Yeah, I'm a Jewish guy. So, my whole life, I grow up, we don't celebrate the Christmas, we don't do the lights, we don't do much, right? And then I marry a person that's not Jewish. So, like, and my daughter was born on Christmas, kind of like Heather's daughter was born Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So, like, of course, we celebrate Christmas. So, I was given a big task and have completed said task. But my wife goes to me, she's like, I'm stressed out and I got so much to do. I want you to do the Christmas shopping.
Oh.
And I'm like, wow, you're trusting me with such a big thing? And we shop for, you know, we go to this New Year's Eve or a Christmas Eve party. So we shop for probably in totality, let's say 25 people.
Wow.
So I got to get gifts for 25 people. So I'm like, all right, sweet. I'll get right on it. And she's like, well, what do you mean? It's like midnight. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to Meijer. I'm going to pick up 25 gift cards. We're done with it. She's like, you can't do that. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, you got to put some thought into it, some effort into it. I'm like, no. People love the gift card. She's like, I'm not allowing you to do that. I'll take it back. You go, you here's the list of people you got to buy for, and you go get them each gifts.
So she wanted you to do a job.
Yes.
And then she also put-
told me how to do the job.
Yeah, she told you how she wanted you to do it.
Exactly. So
can you make any decisions on your own?
No, of course not. No gift cards, apparently. So I meticulously, I'm very proud of myself. I went down the list. I got some gag gifts. I got some cool gifts. I got gifts I thought I would get. And at the end of it all, I finished yesterday.
Wow.
At the end of it all, I said to myself, it would have been a hell of a lot easier if I just did all gift cards. And then I thought to myself, well, let's talk about this because my wife thought gift cards are impersonable, but I think everybody loves getting a gift card because you can use it on whatever you want.
Well, and
it depends.
It does depend. However, when she says you're not putting any thought into it, were you Were you just going to go get a whole bunch of the Visa or American Express gift cards that just it's like putting cash into an envelope?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So your argument could have been, not only am I going to go get gift cards, but I'm going to make sure that the destination for this gift card, whether it's a restaurant or a department store or a sports store, it fits who we're giving this to. That's your thought into it, because if you just go and you get, you know, Visa gift cards.
Well, that's
then,
what I was going
to
do.
I'm with your wife in regards to, come on, man. Like and trust me. Those are all great.
I wanted to tell my wife, honey, everybody loves cash. And why not give people what they love? Cash. Like honestly, Heather, you can vouch for it, right? Like, everybody's got a gift they don't like, and they either want to return it, but they have to put on a fake smile when somebody gives it to them and said, oh, yeah, that's very nice. But
can
in reality, you can't
cards?
Wait to return it. What's
can
that?
You return gift cards?
No, I'm going to get them cash. I'm going to get them the Visa.
I'd rather get cash, like straight
See?
Up cash.
Yeah.
That a gift card.
Yeah. Straight cash,
personally.
Homie.
So I'm kind of right on this.
Well, no. No, your wife's right, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't know. I've grown to appreciate gift cards more over the years, but I have so many gift cards sitting downstairs in my junk drawer of places that I will never go to. And they just sit there. And sometimes I look at them, I'm like, oh, maybe we should go here to eat. No, probably not. And it just sits there. And it sits there and sits there. And that's how most of my gift cards, that's where they go. They
sounds
just go
like
to
you
like
have a re-gifting opportunity in front of you.
But you can't. Like, I don't like giving a gift card unless
for somewhere
it has,
you
like,
don't want to go? Yeah.
Well, like, it needs to have the envelope it comes in and, like, the amount written on it. I don't want to just throw the gift card into a card or a box. Do you know what I mean? Like,
so when Emily is old enough to use crayons and markers, you have her create
there you go.
The gift card holder.
Put the kid to work.
You put the gift card in there, and then you present it. Because now you have a personalized gift card.
Unless I know the recipient really frequents this restaurant or this store, I won't give it because I do think they kind of go to waste. I actually found a stat. Let me tell you. Stat of the day.
She's coming with stats.
Wow,
yeah,
good sports radio host always has stats.
Yeah, no. Hold on 1 second here. Okay. Let's go with Heather's stat of the day.
Here's my stat of the day. Each year, Americans spend about $130 billion on gift cards.
Okay.
Out of which, close to $1 billion worth of gift cards are never used. So a lot of people aren't, I mean, a lot of people are using them, but a lot of people aren't, and I'm included. I think unless you know the person that you're giving gift cards to, and you can personalize it, like, oh, so-and-so really wants a sweet pair of new shoes from Nike or wherever brand. And you go and get a gift card from that store so they can go get that pair of shoes. That's cool. You'll know they'll use it. But if you don't know what they're into and you just go get a random gift card, I'd rather get a gift.
Well, if they're going to use it and you don't know what they're into, then why are you getting them a gift anyway?
That's true.
If you don't know them that well.
Heather, and what is that?
And what is what?
What is that we just...
Oh, and that's the stat of the day.
Oh, there you go.
$130 billion worth of gift cards.
I would love to know. We'll get back into the Lions, but 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number if you want to chime on in. The gift cards are okay for the holiday season. And I'm not just talking about for your friends. I'm not talking about your coworkers. I'm not getting you guys anything, no offense. But I'm talking about... You don't know me that well anyway. Yeah, you guys aren't getting me anything. So, but I would love it. I would love it if we had just all like just got the kids stuff, and if we went with the you don't get me anything, I don't get you anything. Life is good.
Yeah,
but I know people don't want to live
that
way.
A lot of adults do.
Yes, and I love that. I know people don't want to live that way though. So the next easiest thing is to do the gift cards. And to Heather's point about like knowing somebody, I know you. You like to spend money. Here you go. You can even use it at after this party. Go buy some booze. Go to Meijer. They're open 24/7.
So how many of those 25 individuals that you're buying for the holidays are adults, and how many are kids?
Well, the kids I actually got like toys for.
Okay.
So the kids.
The kids.
Yeah. So I figured the kids don't want the damn gift card, right? Which I was actually very proud of myself because on each person that I had to buy for, there were suggestions. And for the kids, there was clothes suggestions. Like, I'm not getting these kids clothes. They're going to hate us.
You got to worry about sizes.
But you got to worry about being boring. Like, no kid wants to open up a Christmas gift and see that it's pajamas. Right? I mean, come on. You know, get the kid what he wants.
Here's an
AC/DC
t-shirt from Uncle Rieger.
There you go. Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
I mean, no. So I did not get clothes. I got the toys for the kids. But every other adult, so we probably got like 18 adults total. I was just going to go buy 18 gift cards. And no matter, like, if you're a closer family, maybe you get $50. If you're not as close, maybe you get $30.
Okay.
And then we're done with it. Boom. But instead,
if you're opening up a card from Rieger, you'll know how important you are to the Riegers right now.
Right.
And how much you get. Oh, I got
instead,
a $10 Amazon card.
I had to use costly electricity in my electric car to drive around and make sure that everybody had a different gift than a personable gift. I think it's silly.
So I think that especially kids that are age 10 to about, I don't know, I would say even like 20 or 21, gift cards are king.
Yeah.
Absolutely
king.
Go
get something you want, kid.
Yeah. Younger than that, I can understand, you know, a gift or something like that. Maybe they're not, don't necessarily understand the whole gift card thing. But the adults too. Like if you were, and again, this goes back to, do you just get the Visa or American Express? Do you get, you know, like what is it that you get? If you were to give me one from somewhere where like you knew I would like to go, like it was, you know, Cabela's or a Bass Pro or, you know, Sportsman's Warehouse. Like, okay, this is awesome, right? Now I know I have to go there and actually use this. Looking for an excuse to go. If you got me one to, you know, like if you were to re-gift one, or Heather were to re-gift one, like that went to
that's
like
what you're getting this year, John.
Ulta.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I think my wife kept that one.
Right.
That
yes.
one I would use.
Yeah. So then it's like, yeah, it doesn't really fit. Thanks.
John, here you go. Merry Christmas. Here's a gift card for Forever 21.
Yeah, exactly.
Congratulations. Merry Christmas. Yeah. All right. 248-539-9797. Ticket Tech says, I'm surprised Jeff just didn't give everybody 97.1 the ticket t-shirts. I would have. I don't have any t-shirts, though. Or I definitely. That's a good gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Odyssey store.
Absolutely. All right. Is it okay to give away gift cards for the holidays? The answer is yes, but everybody wants to say you got to be personable, dude. 97.1 the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.